Hi guys, welcome to our weekly podcast where we discuss hobbies, and I'm not sure if you caught the last week, but if you haven't, we talked about baking. So this week we did some baking for you guys, well, for us, but you guys get to experience our thoughts and ideas, and for people that don't usually do any baking, right guys?
Absolutely. Oh god. So, I can go ahead and start it.
Go ahead, Miguel. You usually start us first.
Yeah. No, so, oh goodness, this one was a lot of fun, and I can say that I just finished baking my muffins. I found a...
I know,
but my house smells so good right now, it's ridiculous. So I think first is finding the right recipe for you, because for me, I'm trying to eat a little bit healthier. You know, I'm very conscious of what I put in my body, so I want to make sure that what I'm eating is healthy and isn't going to make me feel like, you know, bad.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I went ahead and found a, it's like a low carb, a high protein muffin recipe online. And I just said, you know what, try it, see how it works. I'm usually not the biggest fan of baking just because it requires like precise measurements and like, you know, you can't be off on your freaking baking powder, baking soda, your flour, things like that, or else it won't rise as much, it will be too dense, or you know, it's not gonna be as fluffy or whatever. But anyways, so I first tip, when you guys are measuring your stuff, don't hold it eye level, just put it on a flat surface and then pour whatever you're measuring, or you know, if you're doing flour, just put the measuring cup on the table and then measure from there.
What did you do?
So I had because I'm tall, so I'm like I held the measuring cup and glass up to my face as I'm pouring. But anyways, yeah. So
what happened?
Yeah, it happens. I learned and I fixed it. So moving on. And then also, I figured that I could just, you know, mix the ingredients together with like a spoon, sorry, not a spoon, like a little like a fork type thing. Maybe not. For this specific recipe, it needed to be like very blended, like everything blended perfectly together. So what I'm seeing now is like the muffins are coming out a little bit chunky, not as consistent as they would have been had I used like the electrical mixer. So if this is a hobby that you guys do plan doing often or like to do, just, I would say invest, I think it's like $5 or $10 on an electric mixer, instead of just using the fork or like a mixing spoon. Makes life a lot easier.
So did you do, what did you do? You do an electric mixer or you do a fork or...
No. So I did, honestly, I thought I had a, one of those whisks that I could do, but the batter was so thick and it also had, thick with two C's, and it also had, chocolate chips. Sorry. It's quiet.
Yeah. You definitely don't want to do the battering. Cause when I was making my brownie cake, that shit got so thick, but I have a combiner, I guess it's called. Yeah, it's like the little bowl. It's like a KitchenAid thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I used. I'm like, because I looked at it, and even that thing was like having trouble, and I was like, uh-oh, mm-hmm. Is this too much batter? Is this too little batter? I guess we'll find out. But go ahead.
So I think once I fixed the mixing issue, everything else went fairly fine. It was interesting to see how much stuff went into like a muffin. Like, you know, you buy it at the store and you're like, oh, this tastes really good, but you don't really think how much stuff and how much different ingredients,
yeah,
you know, all come to make your muffin. I think the recipe itself called for like 16 different things, and I'm like, okay, is it that serious? But looking back on it now, I was like, okay, it makes sense. I used coconut oil and coconut oil instead of your regular oil or your corn or I'm not sure what other kinds are.
Hipster.
But yeah, so but okay, hear me out. So I wanted to add a lot of flavor in this because I knew it was going to be low sugar. You weren't going to taste the chocolate as much. It's supposed to be something healthy. So I was trying to incorporate as many like different flavors in it as I could without adding calories to it. So I knew I needed to put an oil. So I said, okay, well, I know coconut oil. And it smells. Have you guys ever used it or smelt it?
Yeah, it smells interesting.
Yeah, so,
S
oh, okay.
smell like coconut.
Well, yeah, but like you don't think to put coconut on like your muffin. You also can make put coconut oil in your rice, and it comes out so good.
What? Who
Side,
does that?
so side note, yeah. If maybe we could do like another one for like a lunch or a,
Scientists,
yeah,
keep
or lunch or a
scientists.
dinner hobby, but I think coconut oil is so good and it's healthier for you. I'm pulling up that recipe right now, but so the coconut oil was very interesting. Also the plain Greek yogurt. Normally you don't think you're going to put yogurt on your muffin, but it helps with making it more of a smooth and more creamy texture when you bite into your muffin.
Actually, when you said like when you said yogurt, actually my mouth watered a little bit. I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, because like usually your muffins or your cupcakes, if even, they end up being very dry. You end up wanting a glass of milk or something to drink afterwards. Usually it's like not so super sweet. So if you get plain Greek yogurt, it gives it that additional what's it called? Like flavor without putting leaving it dry, I guess. Because I could have just done like more flour and not enough Greek yogurt to reach the same consistency, but because of the yogurt was like a liquid, it helped mix it all together.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then aside from that, I may have used maybe too many chocolate chips, but is that even a thing? Too many? What?
No.
That's never a thing.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to see how these come out. Like I said, my house smells so good. It is also very warm in here, but it's beside the point. How did you guys, because I saw Keats made the fluffy pancakes.
Yes, I did.
Very
It
nice.
was good. It was better than expected. So I have a lot of machinery for the kitchen, and I never use it because I just bought them just in case. And it's come out really good in a sense of it's really fluffy. It's it tastes not too sweet, but it's also a little bit buttery because I use a lot of different ingredients like bread and milk. Egg and bunch of organic shit. No, not shit, but organic stuff. In a sense, it's okay. And the family like it. Everybody enjoy it, and I think I would do it again.
That sounds interesting because I looked at your picture and those pancakes look like something out of a commercial, and I was like, he didn't make those. You fucking took a picture on the internet or something. Come on, like, come on.
Also,
And
we
then
tested it out.
I saw the tablecloth and I was like, oh wait, never mind.
You know, also his wife, she puts it on Instagram. So as soon as he made the pancakes, I was like, oh my goodness, those look so good.
I was like, dude, why are you doing what you do, man? You should just be making pancakes. You
Make
can make
some
so much money off
pancakes.
that shit.
Fuck
Yeah. Make a
that. Pancakes.
pancake.
Pancakes ain't feed anybody. It's feed it's just
Actually,
myself. Actually feeds everyone.
they
Is the recording on pause?
No.
No.
What's all the
No?
cussing?
What?
Why is it cussing?
You can curse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cussing is fine.
Wow, but he just ruined like 15 seconds.
I was gonna say, should
It's
we
okay.
introduce Booty though? Okay.
Other thing.
Got it.
Yeah,
Special guest. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, special,
Cut it.
very special guest, like special ed guest.
Yikes.
Oh, man,
Done.
that's gonna be, huh?
The disrespect.
The
Okay.
respect is real.
Okay, Artem.
All right. So with my, so that was really cool, Kate. I really liked your two pictures. I don't know if you guys see mine or saw mine.
Yes.
I made a brownie cake, and
Mm.
I think it turned out well. I had a very interesting issue with it, so I didn't have problems with the mixing because like Kate has, I have like special equipment for the mixing of the batter and stuff like that that my grandmother uses to constantly make baked bread.
That makes
So for
sense.
me, the issue was I couldn't get my brownies out of the pan.
Oh my goodness. Like,
I put butter all around the pan to make sure it doesn't stick. Yeah, it still stuck somehow. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. We're serving it like this, you know, like whatever they get, they get. And it turned out very and then like it turned out very interestingly because the outside it was really crisp and like kinda hard a little bit, but the inside it was like gooey.
I was gonna say, we were gonna say moist.
Yeah, moist. Very moist.
Moist.
I like it.
Like between the legs of never mind. And then and then so actually
people I say it's like my pee pee is moist.
That was worse.
Never mind. I was drinking coffee too.
Oh goodness. Anyways.
So a very interesting tip that my mom actually gave to me while I was making them is that a really quick way to check if your brownies are done or not is you literally just take a toothpick and you pierce like the brownies, and if there's no dough that comes like attached to the toothpick, that means it's almost done or is done depending on how long you've been cooking it.
Yes, sir.
That's something to keep in mind.
Yep, I did the same thing with my cupcakes. I put a fork in it and I'm like. Already.
Yeah, I didn't realize, but the saying "stick a fork in me, I'm done" actually is a valid technique for checking if your baked goods are ready.
For my pancakes, because the fluffiness of it, I don't know if it's cooked. So when I turn it, I put like a little bit of water on the pan, and then I just like steam them.
Interesting.
Pretty weird. What?
Okay. No. Is that recipe something that you found online or is?
Yeah. Like okay. I found online. People like because the pancake is so thick, right? So you put water to steam it.
Got it.
Yep. Somebody was holding back the tears and the laughs right there. So
that's
gone.
So good.
You don't like my thick pancakes?
No. Do you
you bite on it and very moist and a lot of flavoring?
That's exactly it. There are I think was it cakes. That jiggle.
Yes.
Okay, so that so seems like a like fun it. Thing. Yeah. I
there are
see...
definitely cakes that jiggle, just saying.
But Japanese cakes jiggle, I don't know. It just does a lot of jiggling with the cakes, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really interesting. Is that, did you look into the recipe for that, or you just found the pancakes and were like, let me do this?
So I found three different recipes.
Okay.
The first recipe is from a Japanese guy, and he did it without the buttermilk, and he did it with like different ingredient. So I found another recipe where the lady, she did it using the water, using to like steam the cake, but she didn't have any like buttermilk or anything else. So I found another recipe where the lady used buttermilk but didn't use sugar or didn't use any of the other thing. So in the end I just combined three of them and then just make my own.
That's awesome. Did your wife like it?
Yeah, my family like it. They ate all of those and they was thinking to save it for the next day and I was like, you don't do that with pancakes like the fluffy one because after a while it's gonna go like, you know, it's soggy. Gonna go stale. Yeah, soggy, yeah. And it goes lower and lower.
That's true. I was gonna say, because like for the muffins that I made, I was gonna save half the batter for the following day, but and I said, you know what? Whatever chemical ingredients are happening in that batter right now to make it rise when I bake it is not gonna be the same active ingredients the following morning. So even though I think that also goes with like normal pancakes, like as you mix the batter, you want to cook the pancakes the same day or like very shortly after, because if you wait for tomorrow and then you cook them, they're not going to rise like they normally would.
Yeah, so, it won't rise because I have like a whip egg, like a white egg yolk. I spin it up to the point of it's become like a creamy state, right?
Oh,
so after
nice.
After a while, you leave it there, it's gonna turn back to water.
Gotcha.
So I have to cook them right away, and because of that ingredient, it makes the cakes really fluffy. So I don't know, it's jiggly.
It's jiggly. No, I like it. Yeah.
Yep.
It looked very jiggly, so super good. Glad you.
Yep. It tastes really good too, cause in the recipe, usually American they use a lot of sugar. I load out the sugar. I put a little bit of more salt to it, so it tastes less sugary, but it's still sugar, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's the right amount for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, then, it probably still has enough flavor just because you added that additional salt, but yep, not as much sugar as the recipe called for. Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
And then some of the recipe to you baking soda, mm-hmm, but I don't use them, so I don't know. I just wing most of the time. And they use really like 2 tablespoons, 3 tablespoons. I was like, fuck that. I'll just do my own.
Oh, and it came out fine?
It's came out fine.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I taste the batter like when it's done, right? I tasted a little bit. I was like, okay, it tastes okay. If it tastes different, I'll just add stuff into it.
That is so interesting. I feel like if I would have done the same thing with my muffins, it would have not came out right.
Did you taste it bad? Your,
yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, well,
really?
Yeah, there's no way. Just because I know how muffins should taste, and I don't think if I would have had enough baking powder or soda, because those are the I think the two active ingredients to make it rise and, you know, bake essentially. Yeah, I don't think it would come out the same way. It would either come out too dense or not, like just very like watery. It wouldn't hold its shape.
I see.
So, very cool. But I mean, I think just because of the way you cooked it also, it helped.
Cause I
you
think
said,
so too.
Because you said you steamed it at the very end.
Yeah. So, okay. So at the first thing, I let it like cook a little bit under the bottom to get the foundation. And then after that, I put a little bit more on the top of it, right? On the top of the pancakes. And then after that, I put spray water around it and then close it to steam the top, the part of it. And then after that, I flip them, and then I put another water layer of water, like a little bit of water in it to steam them again. So it's a really weird concept, but it works. I didn't know it works, but it works. It tastes good too. So, meh.
The only thing I wanted to add to like Keith's saying about like the pancakes not rising is that if they don't rise, I feel like now you're making crepes, which is kind of like pancakes, but they're just really flat. And then you can come up with like a very interesting ideas for what to fill it in, you know? Like some people do meat, or you can do like, I don't know, like jelly or something, or like fruits and vegetables. So, I mean, you know, the batter never goes to waste, to be honest. It's just because it won't rise, you don't have to like throw it out. Just get creative, you know? Think of something, try it out. If you don't succeed, I mean, because you're going to throw it away anyway, right? Might as well attempt at something that could make it better.
Yeah, cook them. Make them flat. Do some crepes.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You could also make them into cookies, or like, if you roll it out on a flat sheet, I'm assuming it'll hold its shape. Or you can kind of, you know, see if it's too watery. You can just put them in like a.
You definitely can throw them on like the whole plate, mm-hmm, right? And make them like a muffin cake or something like mm-hmm.
that, or if you have like the cupcake tins, you could put individual amounts there and just cover the definitely. Base of it to make small little cookies, and then just toss that in the oven real quick, make them harden, and then you could also decorate them at the very end. So definitely don't have to let anything go to waste.
Yeah, make them thick and hard, boys.
exactly. So I definitely just tried my muffin.
You like it?
I can confirm it's pretty good, I will say. Nice. If you are using chocolate chips, wait until the very end. As soon as you're about to put the batter in, I'm sorry, like you're measuring the batter onto the individual muffin cups, and coat the chocolate chips with a little bit of the same flour that you used, and then put them at the very top of the cupcake on the tin, if that makes sense. Because I just noticed that all of my chocolate chip sunk to the very bottom. And I think that's because I mixed in the chocolate chips as I was mixing all the other ingredients. So pro tip, wait to put the chocolate chips at the very end. And then just coat them lightly in a little bit of flour to help them not sink through the batter as they bake.
I have an idea, right? Mm-hmm. So halfway through cooking your muffin.
Yes.
Would it be nice you put the chocolate chip in there and just let it sink in there?
So, yeah, but then I didn't want to mess with the... Because I know certain, as it's baking and rising, if you, like, remove the temperature or it drops or, like, the cold air goes in, I don't know if it, like, messes with the cooking So I was like, well, let me just, do it as
I
is.
see.
I was following the instructions from the recipe. And they didn't specify to put it at the end or anything like that. But I think they might have just known and done it and not put it in the recipe. But I mean, if I do this again, I'll probably just do it at the end and learn from what I experienced today.
Yeah, definitely a lot of trial and error. I think the next thing we should discuss is I've noticed you guys talk about this a lot, but I just wanted to like specify is where did you guys get your recipes?
Oh, so Google. Yeah.
Okay, what about
Yep,
you?
Google.
Yep.
Google. Okay,
No,
I got mine.
I went Google, right? And then after Google, I was like, I'm not really like the recipe. I went to YouTube and see how they actually made it. And I don't like any of them. So I make a combination between the three different videos. One was a Japanese guy, the daughter was a Chinese, and the last one was American. And
Interesting.
it's come out fine. I mean, the cake itself, it tastes very familiar to a Vietnamese cake that we used to eat.
Okay.
And yeah, it's come I can't believe it tastes like that because I put buttermilk in there.
Oh, so you couldn't believe it's not butter?
That's the
No,
butter that I use
in
though.
Vietnam we don't have buttermilk.
Oh,
And
okay.
somehow it tastes like the Vietnamese cake that we used to eat because I was like, I put buttermilk in there and we don't have that back in Vietnam. What's going on here? There's some fucking magic going on.
Yep, I was like, can I tell you what my buttermilk was? So I
What?
didn't use butter. I used just regular milk. I used a little bit of vanilla extract, the coconut oil, and the yogurt as my quote unquote buttermilk.
Ooh,
Yep. So
nice, nice.
I
I
thought
didn't
that
have
was.
vanilla extract, so I was just wing it too.
Oh,
Since
no.
because one, because the recipe, the
It
recipe
asked for
asking
it?
to, yep, they asked you need to put vanilla extract in there. I was like, I don't have it. Fuck you. I'm just putting my shit in there. See
Well,
if
I
it
mean,
works.
yeah, I mean, if it worked, it worked. So, you
It
know.
works, man. It really works. It make the cake fluffy. You can see like the thickness of it, right? So if at another angle of it, you can see how thick the cake's supposed to be. It's a thick baby, man.
Yeah.
It's really funny to me how me and Miguel talked how precise you have to be with like baking in the
He said,
beginning. And then he's just fucking winging everything. He's like, vanilla extract, fuck that. I'm just
Don't need
jizzing the
that.
fucking cakes and then hope they like it or
Yeah, I
something.
mean that's
But I
actually
mean,
kind of cool though.
yeah, but I mean, like, if it worked out, then that's awesome. Yeah.
Hey man, it's in the middle of making a cake and you realize you don't have vanilla extract. What are you gonna do? You're gonna to go to the store?
I mean,
Ain't got time for that. I'm gonna make sure my cake work first.
that's true.
I mean, I kind of looked at the ingredients first before.
All right, so in the side notes, in the side notes, like when this episode come out, this is gonna be like almost February, right? And last week was New Year, right? And at New Year, that's when I try to make the cake, and on the grocery store we're closing.
Oh, okay, see that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, so I went there like at like 8:55, and they
That's still
kicked me
not an
out.
excuse though, 'cause like if you wanted to make them on New Year's, you should have bought shit beforehand, you know?
Yeah,
That's
I
what I
mean
bought shit beforehand until the morning I come out and I try to make my shit.
I mean, to be fair
And then
though,
I
it did
realized
work
I
out.
forgot vanilla extract.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean,
I
that's
mean,
all right. I mean,
that's,
obviously it
yeah,
worked
that's
out,
fair.
so you know.
Yeah,
Yeah,
nobody
my family
expects.
really enjoy it.
Oh,
They
yeah.
didn't say
That's good.
anything. I
That's,
was like,
honestly, the most important part. As long as you didn't poison them and then they all enjoyed it, it's all good.
I mean, I'm ready to eat another muffin over here. And,
Oh
oh,
my God.
and it's.
Well, Keith's like his pancake making kind of reminds me of the same way I build a Path of Exile character in a way that I'll just like wing it at first, you know?
Oh.
And speaking Path of Exile, I think our next hobby that we're going to talk about was actually something that we've been doing for quite a while, all of us.
Ooh.
And it's, I think, a very important hobby for a lot of people out there, and it's become a lot more diverse among everybody, which is gaming. Who would have thought
Ooh.
of that, yeah? What a segue.
Gaming.
So I guess before we even jump on this, should we announce our special
Guest?
Guest candidate?
Go ahead, special guest. Announce yourself. What's your name? What do you do? What's your age? Your gender?
Age, height, weight.
Height, weight? Your social security Hello. Number?
My name is Zelf. I'm a trans.
My name is Peter.
Peter.
Hi, Peter.
My name is
Hi, Peter.
Peter. I'm 225 pounds.
Wait, no, that's how much you bench, though, right?
No, I bench 300.
Oh!
315.
350.
350.
I like it, I like it.
Yeah, so. And,
Yeah, so we guess we're going to be talking about gaming.
RuneScape.
So,
Whoa.
Vintage. Hold on. I'm directing the show here, boy.
There you go.
I know you're new, but let's just be quiet for a second and let me do my thing, and then you can do your thing, all right, big boy? Okay, so... The type of gaming we're going to be talking about isn't like mainstream gaming. Like, we're not going to be talking about Fortnite or, you know, whatever new game or Minecraft or stuff like that. We're going to be talking old school. All right. We're all like in our almost our 30s.
Yikes.
So we'll be talking about some, I know, horrible thought. But we'll be talking about like the games that we've started playing.
There's nothing wrong with 30.
This is the one closest to 30.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you guys.
Q, we love you so much.
Yeah. So, when I die, I'm going to go back and hunt your ass.
I would love if you hunt my ass. If you need some loving.
Like when you go to do the toilet, I'll be there.
Oh my god, you just got to keep making those fluffy pancakes.
Yeah, just keep Oh my god. Just keep tapping the fluffy pancakes. So anyways, I wanted to ask you guys, what was the first game that you've played that you can remember?
RuneScape.
Yep. RuneScape.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, Key, what was it for you?
Red Alert.
Red Alert. Okay, for
me,
first
PC game. It's the first PC game. I think the first like game I would play was Doom or some console game.
Doom was the first one that I played.
Yeah.
Doom. Is it, you said that's for console?
PC for me was Doom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I played PC too, but I think Mario or whatever. I just, you know, those games like you have to put coin in, like the arcade game. You have to put coin in, like 25 cent or whatever you put in, and you play for like until like you have 3 life.
Oh, that's an arcade game. I think that's something different than what we're talking about. I'm talking about like actual video game.
Yeah, like
so arcade game is not video games.
Well, like actual video game.
That's actual video games.
Well, like it's very broad topic, but like what we're saying is just like MMO or like computer or like console. Because I mean, there's
PC,
so many
what's
different.
What's the first game you played on PC?
Because
you could just be like Tetris, you know.
Yeah, I played that too. I mean, the first PC game was probably Doom, and then I played Warcraft and Red Alert and StarCraft.
Okay. So yeah, you guys.
Okay, so Key was more okay. What about you, Miguel?
For me it was 10 out of 10 RuneScape. Oh my goodness, like the like, I think I specifically remember in third or fourth grade, I think 2 years, like, I was in the country. I didn't speak English. And I was like, you know what, this game looks awesome. Like, graphics was the worst. And also, we had dial-up. All right, let's just take a moment. Dial-up.
Right.
Yeah, like, for you,
I have dial-up too.
20, like, youngsters, you kids listening, you don't know what dial-up is.
Dude, I didn't even know what internet was until I was like 14.
Yeah, it's so mind-boggling to think, like, if someone were to like call me mid, like Wildy PK, bruh. It was so bad because he would just immediately break out of the internet and you would log in to like being in Lumbridge dead with nothing in your inventory. It was such a bad feeling.
And Miguel, you're pretty familiar with.
Yeah, that was very familiar with that. Just because of, like, I was maybe like 9, 10, maybe 11 at most that I was playing this game, and I liked it for what it was. You know, you can kind of log in and do things that you normally couldn't do, like at that age. So I went out and like, you know, we went killing things, or we went and chopped logs or whatever it was, but it was fun. And then you hung out with your friends. So like I had a group of friends that we would come home from school and then we would all jump in together, and we had, wait for it, Skype. We would Skype with each other.
Wait, it's not like us.
Yeah, so it just you know, that's how it started.
I see.
But it was a good time. And then obviously we all played like for me it was I think 007 on the PlayStation, I think was the first one that I played. I wasn't a fan of it much, but like everybody else was, so I was playing it. But I think for me, my first console game was like the racing one, the
Need
like
for
the
Speed.
dirt. I don't even know what it's called now.
Need for
Need for
Speed.
Speed.
Yeah, it, like a Need for Speed, but like it was in like dirt ground, like rally type thing. But it was a lot of fun. I think it's one of the few games that like my dad liked to play, so we would play together. So yeah, enough about that. I think you know we kind of moved on and found better games that we like to play more,
Here we are.
and here we
That's
are.
cool.
So
I'm definitely
Peter, what game did you play, friend?
talking to me.
Yeah, talking to
Yeah.
you.
Oh,
Yeah,
special guest Peter. Peter
so I started with
Chow.
Doom on the PC.
So
I
is
don't even
that
think there was internet in my house. This was back in my country.
okay, nice.
Yeah. And played Doom, and then I would be on the computer all day, and then my dad would have to kick me out because it's his office.
Oh,
It was the only
okay.
computer in the house. And this was in 1997,
Oh my
1998.
God, that's so young.
Yeah.
You're like a year old.
And then my dad saw my cousins got a PS1 and then thought it'd be a good idea to buy me a PlayStation 1 too. And then yeah, been
This is why we
hooked.
like your dad.
Been hooked to video games ever since.
So
So
whenever they
what
tell
game do you play in PlayStation 1?
Tekken,
Same.
Gecko or Gex, that we don't call it. The game was called Gex.
Did you play Animal, like the game like Animal Brutal Animal, something like that, where it's like Tekken, but just like in a different animal form
Yeah,
and you can
Bloody
fight them?
Roar.
Yeah, that was
Yeah,
good.
played Bloody Roar on the PS1 and then
Nice.
Spyro on the PlayStation 1.
Dude, PlayStation 1 was so good. It's like the
Yeah,
bomb
it's
right there.
expensive now, the games, PS1 games.
Oh, I'm
Have you guys
sure.
ever had a Sega?
Yes.
Yeah.
Think my cousin, not me personally, the first console that I owned was a PlayStation 1, and I had to work for it and buy it myself. But it made me, you know, cherish it more. But anyways, so my cousin had the Sega, and the game that I loved playing was an old Digimon game. I can't remember what it was. I remember playing Digimon on it, and I thought it was the coolest shit ever. Like, we would go to my cousin's house. I would like beg my mom to take me to my cousin's house so we can play this freaking game. And it was
Oof.
just so good, and it was a lot of fun, and that's how I think it started the whole Pokemon, Digimon type thing. And so good. Yeah,
Kind of nice.
absolutely.
So, Autumn, what's your first experience stuff?
My first experience is actually when I was 6 years old. I remember this moment very vividly because I was 6 years old and I heard all my friends go to like all these back in my country, they used to have these gaming centers where it would just be computers set up in a LAN party instead of internet. And then you could go and like you could play Counter-Strike, Age of Empires, Warcraft, Diablo, you know, whatever. And then I was never allowed to go because my mom thought that was like a bad experience. And like later on, as I got older, I went there a couple times and it just smells like smoke. It's really dark. It's like it was in the basement or something. You have to pay money to play games for like an hour or two. But she got a, when I was six, she got us a computer. And the very first game I played was actually Delta Force, which was a shooting game that I thought was fucking amazing because you could customize your weapons. I thought the graphics looked amazing. I'm like, wow, this is like real life, you know? Maybe people do have square heads when it's like that back. And yeah, that was the first game. Then as like computers got better and better and like my country got better parts for computers, my brother got a computer. And on that computer, we played Diablo, we played Warcraft, we played Age of Empires, we played Need for Speed. That was definitely a game that I absolutely loved. We played a lot of like for like third person like role-playing games where like you could be like whatever. We played Disciples 2. I don't know if you guys know what that game is. It's like a turn-based strategy game where you like have a character and you have a couple of units and then you just go and you beat the fuck out of everything. But before that, you know, I played a Sega, which is also at my brother's house, and he had like Doom. He had like a game about robots. We played a lot of Mortal Kombat, and we did like fatalities and stuff like that. It's just a lot of stuff, a lot of games that I remember that brings good memories back.
Well, that's video game for you. I mean, I think our generation, they grow up with video games a lot.
Yeah.
Like almost everybody played video games.
Definitely.
And then back then, like our parent doesn't understand it, right? So they keep beating us up and be like, "Just go to study or something. Nobody play video games."
Well, in fact, and everyone then, plays video games.
Yeah, but except everybody play video games, and our parent doesn't actually understand. Until now, like my parent kind of understand that. Okay, that's their generation. Like they have to play video games, because it's like the thing to entertain, the hobbies and everything else,
to reduce stress, to just kind of help. Exactly. It's just different, you know. I guess in their generation they were doing other things to help with coping with, you know, life stresses, whereas for us we can just log into a game, you know, play it. Yep. Have fun for a little bit, forget friends. About the issues that we're having, helps us move on. But you know, for them it's slightly different. Like I think even now, like my parents don't even, they're just like, "Why are you guys playing video games?" But again, like, I don't live at home. I don't, you know, you're not supporting me, so technically I'm just going to do whatever I want. But it's just, it's hard. It was harder for them, I think, growing up, where we would go outside, because we would go home from school, even in high school. Like, we would go home from school and play soccer in the tennis courts for, like, a couple hours, and then we'd still try to go home and, like, play cabal at night. Like, it was just...
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was the memories. Best. Do you remember the time that we used to wake up like at like 5 or 6 in the morning to go hunt that
Dirks?
Yeah, Dirks.
Early bird gets the worm.
Yeah.
The only one who would not wake up was Keith.
Yeah.
Hey man, ain't we got time for that?
He's our warrior over here.
No, he quit. Remember? Because I was on the war on his account.
Well, okay, but originally...
Oh my god, you took my upbreak on high. I still remember that fucking shit, you piece of shit.
That was the
oh best. My god.
The grudges. You brought this on
it's
yourself.
It's come back. Oh my god. I gave him the account, right? And he ruined it to the ground. Like, you know what? Let me make another character, like a girl character. And it's like, there's a bunch of shit in it. Like, what
come on,
the
man.
Hell?
Give me the account to have fun. I had fun, you know?
I didn't give you the account to have fun. I was just let you boring. I explicitly tell you, don't touch my stuff in the storage. God damn it.
He never said that. He was just like, here's
I
the
said it.
Here's
I
the
said
username.
It. Don't touch the stuff in the storage. And this bitch come in and just ruin everything.
So we're going to reel it back a little bit, just, you know, back into the good times.
Yeah, what was the names that we used? I remember I was Juicy Taicho, and Booty, I think, was Wet Taicho.
I was the Thick.
Yeah, Thick Taicho.
Oh, no. Miguel was Juicy.
Oh.
Booty was Wet, and I was Horny, I think.
You were Horny. That's something you would do.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It, man, yeah. Good times.
Yeah, Miguel was Juicy,
yeah.
And then Booty was Wet.
Do we have a problem here?
Buffs
lightning Taichos. With the sword?
Oh my god, that's hilarious. When Miguel went outside of town,
yeah.
And everyone was speaking one another, he's like, "Is there a problem?" And then he dies.
Or when Miguel PvP's me and he goes, "Good fight," and then turns out he's the one that's dead.
Oh my god, that's so good though. I think
so many good memories.
Yeah, that one was definitely a game that
we spent a lot of time
on. Oh my
on.
God, yeah.
That's the whole high school we spent.
A lot of
spent 4 years on that, maybe longer, 5 years.
Oh.
Yeah, and we come back like 2 years ago when we come back and play the games.
It's just not the same. It's
mm-hmm. It's not the same, right?
Yeah.
But still, it's could bring back a lot of memories.
No, absolutely. I think it had one of the best like PvP combo systems out there.
Yeah, I think it's the best. I think it's the best taps target system with PvP combo.
Absolutely. I think how fluid the skills made it seem, and it just onto the combos, it was so nice. I was showing one of my friends, we went out drinking for New Year's Day. And he was like, "You know what games do you play?" So I told him about the ones that I'm playing now, and he was like, "Oh, I haven't heard of it." He's like, "What about like old games?" I was like, "Well, told him about this one. He was like, "Oh, that looks super cool." So I ended up showing him like a PvP video or clip on YouTube, and he was like, "Yeah, that combo system is really, fluid for the time that the game came out."
Yeah.
So it was just so nice, and it was also like very visually pleasing because I know Keith likes his flashy MMOs or like
Yep. You know,
flashy
before the
skills.
cool.
Before the headaches.
Oh no, the ice trains.
Dude, like the vertigo hit me so hard, like after high school.
You're so dramatic.
Dude, like so remember I can play Counter Strike, I can play Call of Duty on like fine everything, right? Like just one day, like after like cause or whatever, something wrong with my brain, and then like after that I couldn't play like first person shooter. I played for 15 minutes, I have to lie down for 30 minutes because my head was like
It
ringing and
was your
everything.
recovery time.
Yep. It was absolutely shit.
Yeah, no, I think I
Um,
remember we were playing so much, like I don't even know if it like your eyes were like super red. Like I remember one time like your eyes were like just not good.
yeah.
It was
Yep, because we play so much. Playing non-stop.
That's
It's
true. I
like.
would have to take breaks from running EODs,
Oh
because like
my god, that
we're all
word.
poor and broke. And everyone is like, "Oh yeah, dude, you can't do anything else. Just run EODs," which is like this like low level dungeon that you can do. And it's super long, and there's like a lot of shit you have to click. And then at the end, you're just like, "Well, I didn't get anything, but I'm gonna go take a break. I'm
Yeah,
tired."
like I'm literally
If I see
exhausted
one
from
more
this game.
skeleton,
You guys remember like I run like lit
Yeah, I remember
for
Lit.
like 100 or 250 times and got no bike.
Yep.
And then Booty's over there.
Who's
Just
Booty?
come on and like just go to lit, run one and got the bike. I was like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah,
I should quit.
it's just
After that, I should
luck.
quit the whole
It's
game.
just luck. I
Don't
mean, I
know.
got
After
fairly
that, just.
lucky with like the SOD, which was the flower one.
No, can we talk about the fact that Miguel got a glove when we all started that sold for like 300 mil? We each got 20 mil.
Wait, what?
What?
What do you
Nobody
what?
remembers that?
No,
No.
remember. I don't remember that
Miguel
bit.
got a glove that had like the amp sword in it, and then Keith sold it for him. And then Miguel gave us all like 20 mil. And we're like,
I don't.
what the hell? What did you sell? And then Miguel was like, oh yeah, it's just this 300 mil glove. I was like,
I don't
what?
remember.
That was like way, dude, that was when all of our first characters, except Keats, were level 20.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember anything of that. But
That sounds like, yeah, like something that I would do.
that's for our MMO experience.
Yeah, no,
We should
thanks.
talk about our new experience. So.
Well, hold on. Before we get to that, what's like one game that you guys played and like your mind was blown? I think for Miguel and Peter here, it was RuneScape, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
Why'd you
Key,
say
what
my
was
name
what
like
was
that?
what,
Peter.
Peter?
Peter.
Yeah, you
Yeah.
said
That's
Miguel
because I'm
and
reading it.
Peter over here.
What?
The Peter, because you have to say Peter. You can just say Peter. You know the
Just say
point.
BB.
Oh.
Key, what was a game that like re revolutionized like gaming for you?
Game the rules and the game for me. So for me, I have different gens, like different type, right? So for shooting game, it was Counter Strike. For RTS game, real life strategy was Red Alert. For MMO, it was Mew, MU. That's my first MMO experience.
Oh, I remember
MU.
that.
Dude, the MU game was really good, but you guys didn't know they have
It was
the
so
effect.
boring. We would like level and then like reset our level and then go level again and
Because it was
reset
a
the level
private
again.
server, that's why.
Yeah, well, you got stronger, man. Like, and you get like gear and stuff. It was really fun. And now, I think the most game we ever played now is mobile game like Dota. We play a lot of Dota.
We actually played League of Legends a lot more than we played Dota. Like a
Yeah,
lot
we played
more.
League of Legends since first came out beta.
Yeah, 10 years
Yeah.
ago.
When it actually looked like Warcraft, and the first time we joined, I'm like, wait a minute, that's
And
Warcraft.
then you and Key 2v1 me and I lost, and then you're like easy or something.
Oh, that sounds about right.
I remember
Yeah.
how Peter used to make me so triggered when we play League of Legends, because like you're trying to get a golem or something, you're like, I really need the mana, and then he just come in, just stand there, and I'm like, what is he doing? And then the golem's about to die, he just uses one skill and chaos it. You're
Oh
like,
yeah.
fucking
And then you guys
bitch,
go, I'm
come
done.
back
I'm
in.
done. I'm
Yeah,
done.
I'm
I was
done.
like, I'm done.
Triggered. Love
Was before you guys know about Smite.
Yeah.
Good times.
Oh, that's some good time, guys.
Yeah. I think for me, that game that like revolutionized everything to me, it was Minecraft, actually. Because I was like 19 when I discovered Minecraft. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the greatest games ever. Because it's like, you could do literally anything in that game. Mm-hmm. Until Skyrim came out and you could just mod the shit out of it. And then you could do anything in Skyrim, you know? To better graphics, but you can't build a castle in the middle of nowhere.
That's true.
Really? Yes. Like it, but this still, like, it's not the first game that you played, though, right?
No, it was just like the first, because I love, like, for you, you like first person shooter, like strategy games. For me, strategy games is the second point. My first point is survival. I love survival games.
I see.
Like, especially if it's like with a team, like in the forest or Rust or Minecraft, you know, they're all like survival based games. And I just love them. And for me, I agree with you, Key. I think Red Alert and like Red Alert 2 were like top notch. It was like, so fun to play.
Like for me, because I play at home first, and then after that, I go to like a internet like cafe, and in there they have internet and they link with like not a cafe near down the road, and because of that, my skill got really good because I train competitively with like so many people. And then we do like Ace Empire, Counter Strike, and everything else. Mm-hmm. So I guess that this is where we are connecting stuff and try to play new games. Anyway, so what are we gonna do next week?
You'll have to listen to find out.
What?
It's a secret.
So I think we're gonna try to find the game that we all had good memories in and try to relive those moments. Yeah, I think.
So we're all playing 12 Sky. Got it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's not good memory at all.
I still have. Okay. Me and Artem had a better experience with 12 Sky 1.
Yeah, because we actually sucked it up.
Yeah, so.
Look at Peter over there, and I was like, that's the worst game to play.
It takes so long to level.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, that's the... Well, it didn't. It just didn't have anything.
And it's the worst graphic, right? It's like people with spikes on really the top good. Of their head and there's no wings, not nothing. It's just like freaking like flag. They chop on top of your back and that's it.
It's just...
Like, but anyways, I wanted to keep this a secret, but yeah, we'll just... we'll pick a game that we haven't played
in a while.
The game is going to be secret. Yes. Cause we don't even... It's so secret, we don't even know what it is.
Ooh, got him.
The council has to be summoned. Yeah, the stars have to align, the president has to be picked, and then we decide what the game is. This is how difficult the process is for us to pick a game that we're all going to play.
Right.
Yeah, okay? And we're going to play together. Like, of course. Before, it's the first hobby that we do together, to be honest.
Yeah, all together in the same game. It's going to be intense.
Yep, instead of using Skype, we're using Discord to play.
Ooh, we can graduated stream. Ooh. From Skype.
Dude, Skype sucked, to be honest.
Skype was good. I know.
We had, what was the other one?
TeamSpeak?
Ventrilo. Bruh.
Dude, I paid $5 a month for that. Remember?
Oh, my goodness.
We create our own Ventrilo.
I remember
everything.
This, yeah.
That was fun. Yep.
Jesus Christ.
And every time you want to talk, you press control and it goes, thamp.
Yep.
And then you talk, and then once you let go of it, it does the sound again.
Oh, okay. God, that's so true. Ding, ding. Good times.
Yeah.
My most.
All right. And on that note,
thank you for listening.
Finish. I was gonna bring Rust into this, but.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. You have a minute. Go. Yeah.
Rust is my most played game right now. I just hit the 5K hour mark.
Jeez. Can we put in how many years you've played this?
I think it's like 3 months straight.
No, it's not 3 months. It's definitely more than that.
3 months, 5,000 hours. This bitch never sleep.
24. That's 208 days.
So almost a year.
So that's seven months. So you played Rust for 7 months nonstop.
That's incredible.
This is crazy.
Although
dude.
that's pretty easy to do because if you just leave your computer running with Rust in background, then you can do whatever.
That's you, Autumn.
I never leave my game on the background.
I never leave my game on. It's the only one who leaves his game on is Autumn.
I definitely left my game on.
I never
did. Sorry, if y'all didn't play 12 Sky, you don't understand.
So you just have to sit down and then you level up.
You sit down and you sell shit. You have those six slots, and then if somebody buys your SOPs.
But the 12 Sky 2, the modded one, Miguel, the private server that we played, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's just, I think it was having issues that it was crashing.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
Yeah, we. I think I remember we were we liked the PvP the aspect of it. It's just the fact that whenever we went back to town for any sort of reason, it would crash. So I don't know if it
Yeah.
was a server issue, a data leak issue. I don't know anything about that. So.
I don't know. You gonna try MU, his private server?
Said.
Okay.
MU, I don't know about that.
Anyways, we'll decide later, guys, because we can literally talk about this topic for hours and
That's
hours and
true.
hours and hours.
Bye,
So we'll just wrap it up here. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.
guys.
See you next week.
Bye,
Bye.
guys.
Bye bye.